On the line now, I have Margaret Walsh from MABS. Good afternoon, Margaret.
Good afternoon, John. How are you?
I'm good. And listen, thanks very much for taking the call.
No problem at all, John.
Okay, now, will you give the listeners a bit of an update on what's happening with MABS? I know that you're not in the office at the moment, but are there still services available?
Absolutely, John. Yeah, that's sort of the main reason that I kind of wanted to talk today. Just first of all, to make people who may not be aware of MABS, who we are and what we do, but also the people who are aware of MABS, make sure everybody knows that we're still in operation. We're still dealing with clients. We're ready and waiting to talk to people. While we are not seeing people face-to-face at the moment during the level 5 restrictions, which you can understand, it's something that we've had to just put on hold for now. We most certainly are dealing with people. We're here, we're ready and available. We have all our staff working, some of them in the office and some of them remotely. We have our helpline team to hand who are ready and available to answer phone calls as well. And we also have an online messenger chat facility. So on our MABS website, www.mabs.ie, if you have questions that some people may not like to ring, they may just like to ask on a chat facility. So that facility is there. So while we're not dealing with people face to face, we most certainly are open and ready and available to deal with anybody who has any sort of financial issues and pressures.
Okay, and he is being kept busy, Margaret?
Absolutely, John. So we, I suppose for people who don't know about MABS, MABS stands for the Money Advice and Budgeting Service, and I work in Coolock MABS, which is part of the North Dublin MABS company. There's 8 companies throughout the country, and absolutely, we have always been busy, a busy service and a busy company, but no more so now when COVID has affected every aspect of everybody's life. What a financial impact happens to hundreds and thousands of people. And now that we're back in level 5 restrictions again, people who may have just gone back to work and started to get on their feet are finding they're back to where they were a couple of months ago at the beginning of the level 5 restrictions. So I suppose what MABS do and how we can kind of help people, we will sit down and primarily we deal with people who are in debt or people who are at risk of getting into debt. That's important too, because there may be people who have been able to keep things going and maintain payments, but now feel, look, if this is January, I'm not working, or, you know, I'm on a reduced payment or reduced hours of the wage subsidy scheme. I'm not going to be able to keep this going. I'm not going to be able to keep all the balls in the air. Please do contact ourselves. So we deal with all kinds of people with all kinds of debt. That's kind of one thing we would say. We would deal with the people who are working, who are struggling, people who aren't working. We deal with self-employed people. So, you know, really, the one criteria is if you feel that you're in any sort of financial pressure, please contact us, you know, because, you know, there's many different types of debt, and there's no specific debt we would deal with all the debts, really, mortgage arrears, personal loans, rent arrears, have issues with your electricity or your gas, credit card debt, hire purchase, PCP loans on your cars, money lender debt, you know, sort of a wide variety of debts. I mean, because no sort of family household are the same, so therefore no debt situation and financial picture are the same. So the important thing is, first of all, to let people know that MABS are here, what MABS can do. We're a free service. We're confidential. As I said, we're a service for all kinds of people who feel that they are in debt or at risk of getting into debt. So, yeah, so I just think it's very important, because particularly now where there may be more people at home or in a situation where they're listening to this and they begin to struggle and begin to panic a little bit and think, okay, how is this going to play out for me? There are services and there are agencies available to support people through this, and MABS are one of those agencies.
Yeah. And have your queries changed during the pandemic? Like people are on PUP and stuff like that, and they're probably finding it hard to make ends meet.
Well, they haven't, John, because realistically, I suppose a budget really is always, whether people are struggling, whether it be pre-COVID or during COVID, what's coming in is less than what's going out, there's a problem and there's an issue. But certainly COVID has impacted a lot more people with the what's coming in element. And I suppose, like everybody, like yourself and myself and everybody, COVID is such an unknown entity. Please God, there'll be an end, you know, at the end of this year, maybe with vaccines or whatever. But I suppose one thing that I've noticed is the unknown element for people. So people aren't sure, like, that their income is going to be the same this month as it was last month. Are people who are maybe on the PUP that thought they were going to be back in work now this week before in December, now it all bets are off and people are on the PUP and lockdown is here until the 5th of March. So, yeah, one big thing is the unknown. That's the big difference because none of us know how this is going to play out. But I suppose the way I have help people and can deal with people through this is, I suppose people, you can only deal with the situation as it stands now. And your income as it stands now is what you is all that's coming in. So what we can certainly do is, I mean, when somebody contacted us today, either by our helpline, which is 076-107-2000, or if they go onto our MAVS website, which is mavs.ie, and use the online Facebook Messenger app, or any of our offices, our office in Coolock, which is 076-107-2290. So no matter what way you contact us, one of our trained advisors will speak to you. The helpline will go through your situation there and then over the phone. If they feel you need a telephone appointment, because all our appointments are by telephone, they'll let you put you in contact with the local office, ourselves. Or if you feel yourself that you would prefer a telephone appointment with a local office, you can contact any of our local offices. And when you do contact us and when you make that first step, we will go through your whole financial picture. We'll have a look at, first of all, I suppose it's what's coming into the house. So what payment are you on right now? Not what you are on, what you will be on. What are you on right now? Then what are your financial obligations? So what's going out? So you're now on a reduced income, but your mortgage payment is due at the end of the month, or your ESB or your gas are due at the end of the month. So what we would look at is, are your priority payments? So that would be the roof over your head, your electricity, your gas, your food. Those key things would be your priority payments. And we would negotiate with those creditors on your behalf. We would do out your full financial picture and make your creditors aware of the situation. I mean, obviously mortgage lenders are working with their clients or their customers, for want of a better word, their customers to try and, particularly COVID impact customers, to try and come to some sort of a negotiation, and they have moratoriums. So there are support there for people. I mean, the big thing is, though, is for people to be aware of them. And by coming to MAVS, we will make you aware of all the holds and supports that are there for people at this time during COVID. And then we deal with your secondary creditors after that. So they'd be your other loans, your bank loans, your credit union loans. Because don't forget, if the credit union or the bank or your credit card or whoever, if they're not aware of your financial circumstances, they're not going to be able to support you also during COVID. Like, the big thing is making people aware. And I mean, that's what MAVS can support you to do on your behalf, is to look at your financial picture, make your creditors aware of what the situation is now, and work out some kind of a temporary financial plan if it's a COVID impacted situation, with a view to a long term plan when things improve and pick up for you.
Could you just give us that 0761 a number again, Margaret?
Yeah, no problem. So the number is 076-107-2000. You know, so on our website, which is mavs.ie, if you go onto that website, you'll see the myriad of information that's there available for people to use as well. If you prefer not to contact or to speak to anybody, which some people don't want to do, and that's fine, on our website there are self-help letters that you can actually write yourself to your lenders. their budgeting tools there that can support you, looking, as I said there a while ago, about what's coming in and what's going out. There's information on other services that MAPS are part of. So we are part of a few different, we work in conjunction with a few different solutions for people who have different types of debt. So MABS are an integral part of a scheme called Awalia. And Awalia is a scheme that is designed to help homeowners find a resolution to their mortgage arrears. It can provide vouchers for free financial and legal advice and help from experts, which MABS are part of that. So we can be a gateway to you to access the Awalia scheme. And part of that scheme, there are dedicated mortgage advisors who are specifically MABS staff aimed at helping you deal with mortgage-specific arrears. We also support the court mentor scheme that if people ended up in the courts with a mortgage and repossession arrears, or repossession proceedings on the mortgage, sorry, that we would have MABS staff there in the courts to support people. We also work with the RTB, the Residential Tenancies Board. There was a new Residential Tenancies Act brought out in 2020, and MABS are part of that. So we would work with the RTB to provide support to anybody who is COVID impacted with their rent arrears. And another thing then, we would work with the Insolvency Service of Ireland to provide information and a gateway to people who are eligible and want to access any of the range of insolvency solutions that are out there and that are available for people. And a list of those solutions, again, are on our website, which is www.mab.ie. As you can imagine, I could be here for forever talking about all the support that MABS can give. But I think because everybody's case is different, I think the best port of call for you is to contact either our helpline or go online onto our website and say, okay, what's my situation? How can MABS support me? Do I have mortgage arrears? Do I have rent arrears? Do I have a disconnection letter from my gas company? Am I entitled to apply to any of the insolvency solutions that are available to me? What are they? How will I find out more information on that? All that information is on our website. But obviously, if the website, sometimes people don't like doing that, then our helpline is there as well. So, you know, the main purpose of today was to make, you know, anyone who is listening aware that MABS are here and available and ready to take your call and to give you as much information as we can. Our helpline is open every Monday to Friday from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. and our web chat facility is on our website, and if you put in your questions there, our advisors are ready and waiting as well to answer any questions you have on that web chat facility. Sometimes people like to use that. They don't. It's really, again, like everything else, it's just a personal choice. But, you know, there are things that we kind of adapt for COVID as well. I suppose lots of different things have changed. So that's a positive that we have going on there as well. And I mean, there's a lot of people contact us through that.
Yeah.
Because you get fairly instant answers to your questions as well.
Okay, and we'll stress as well, some people out there have major problems, and but other people might be listening in and might say, well, the problems I am having aren't that serious, but they're still stressing them out, and there's no problem too big or too small that MABS won't deal with.
Absolutely, not at all. And I mean, even if somebody says, well, you know, I'm not impacted by COVID, but I just can't afford to pay my mortgage, or I can't afford to pay my gas bill, that's fine too. It doesn't have to be COVID related. It can be, I mean, MABS were busy way before COVID, and MABS will be busy, I would imagine, when this COVID pandemic passes us all by at some stage, hopefully in the near future.
Sooner rather than later, Margaret.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, well, listen, thanks very much again for taking the call and getting the information out there. It's a great service, MABS. And is there anything you'd like to add, Margaret?
No, just thank you, John, for giving me the time to try and make as many people as we can aware that MABS are who we are, what we do, and that we're open, we're still open, and we're ready and waiting to take your call.
And it's 0761 07 2000.
That's it, and
mabs.ie. Mabs.ie, lots of information on that. Okay, Margaret, listen, we'll be talking again, and thank you very much for this morning, this afternoon.
You're more than welcome, John. Thank you.
Right, thank you. Right, that was Margaret Walsh there from MABS, and it's a great service, and don't be afraid to ring up. It's 0761072000 or go on to mabs.ie, and lots of information there.